Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Aoife. Welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan.
Oh my goodness. Hello. How are you guys?
Aoife, how are you?
Overjoyed. I'm very excited to see you and hear you. How are you?
Well, it's very nice to see you. Aoife, tell me, where are you right now?
Well, I am on the very west coast of Ireland in a beautiful place called Connemara.
Oh, Connemara. Beautiful. Gorgeous. And Aoife, the Irish love to spell a name strangely. How do you spell your name? Is it the way it's, is it phonetic? Is it E-E-F-A? Or have you done, have you Irish done something crazy to it?
We've done our usual. So my name is spelled A-O-I-F-E.
Oh, for
so
God's sake. Wow.
No, it's every vowel except U, and it's a lot of work. It is a lot of work. Going anywhere outside of Ireland, it is, yeah, I get called all sorts of things, Oifi, Eofi, but it makes more sense if you read it backwards. That's usually what I tell people. So
yeah, I don't know what it is about the Irish, but my daughter has an Irish name, Nev O'Brien, or Neve, but the correct spelling in Ireland is akin to, it's, I'm not even exaggerating, N I-A-H-M-F. It's madness. It's Nyamfa. Nyamfa.
Yeah, that's my sister's name. So
is it?
She's,
really?
Yes, well, she's Niav.
Do you guys have like a letters quota that you have to use
or you get
penalized or something?
It's absolutely, it's part of our agreement with the European Union. Yeah. You need to like just get all those vowels in there.
It goes back to the 17th century. The British said you've got to have 35 vowels in your name or we'll seize your farm. And so it's a very painful history. But yeah, we just spelled it N-E-V-E and thought, just screw it. It's just Nev. Just get over it.
I think that was wiser for Nev, you know, living in the States when she might be called Niamha or Niam.
Niamba.
So, yeah, I think that was good parenting.
I think my real name probably in Ireland, I don't even know what it would be, Aoife, but it's probably like
It was spelled C-I-O-V-H-A-I-M-H-E-N. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And Sona is S-I-O-N-B-H-A.
Oh, my God. There you go. Sona has deep Irish roots.
I do.
Very deep Irish roots.
Can't you tell?
Yeah, oh, I can tell. Incredible rageaholic. So, Aoife, let's talk about you. First of all, I very much like the shirt that you're wearing. It's cool. It's got,
thanks.
It's got. I want to describe it to people. It's got like epaulettes on the side, but then beautiful like pink pony hair hanging down from the epaulettes. Gorgeous.
Yes.
What is this you're
Thank
wearing?
Thank you. So this is actually my work uniform. This is a boiler suit. So it's a full, you know.
All right, don't point your butt at
power
the screen.
Suit.
I get it. I've gotten in trouble asking people to do that online. So it's, you're wearing, yeah, it's a full, we would call it maybe a bodysuit
or jumpsuit.
Yeah. You would call it a boiler suit. So it looks like, yeah, you're here to repair a boiler, but you also happen to be an admiral in the French Navy.
The French Tickler
Thank
Navy.
Thank you so
look
much.
Look at those epaulettes.
Okay, you take it easy, buddy boy.
Sorry. I like the pom-poms.
Yeah, the pom-poms look good, too.
Thank you so much. Yeah, yeah. It is amazing what you can do with a glue gun. So, yeah, my official job title is, and this can really get lost in translation, but I'm a crack mechanic. So my job is to, and that's spelled C-R-A-I-C. So basically my job is to go into spaces and help loosen up people's joints and help them unleash their inner crack. But yeah, I wear a boiler suit because, you know, it's dirty business. I have to, help people to have a good time.
Help me, are you a masseuse then? I'm really
like
trying to understand.
No,
like a chiropractor. You're a chiropractor.
Yeah. No. What I'll tell you honestly is, I'm a wedding DJ, and that's
good. Aoife, you are so Irish because there's so much deflection going on that I don't know what you're talking about. And this happens whenever I talk to anyone in my family. Well, I help loosen people's backs up. Do you really? Yeah, I'm a wedding planner.
Then you're like, no, of course I don't do that. Yeah, I know.
What,
I know
where, so what you're saying is you're, when you say you loosen people up, you mean you entertain them.
No, so what I meant is I'm a wedding DJ. And my job title is I'm a crack mechanic because I have an events company called the Sing Along Social. And basically we do singing parties for people who can't sing. So that's our whole vibe. But basically, when I first started DJing, I have to say that I wasn't the best DJ. And so what I decided to do was I decided to distract people and deflect in my very Irish way by bringing props and bringing the kind of songs to life. So I would build, I'd make signs, bring kind of like inflatable guitars for different moments or basically, trying to animate the songs.
Yes, and so Aoife, being a crack mechanic. Aoife, I completely understand with what you're talking about because throughout my career, I've tried to deflect and distract from my lack of ability using wild gesticulations, body motions, pumped up hair, and lots of props. Mm. And it's worked fine. I've gotten away with it, but I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm curious, you say that you lead people in sing-alongs and your specialty is helping people who can't sing. Mm. I always think of the Irish as being able to sing well. Is that not, I know that's a huge generalization, but are there many people in Ireland who don't know how to sing?
So, of course, even on our most talented island, there are people who can't sing. But what's amazing to me is you can get 100 terrible singers into a room, and when they all start singing together, it sounds really beautiful. I don't know what that is, but like the individual is
That's called alcohol.
It could be.
That's your perception after a few drinks.
But basically, it's for people, you know, I actually love singing, but I've always kind of struggled a little bit with remembering lyrics, I also struggle with a bit of performance, like feeling a bit frightened of being on stage, singing specifically. So then those kind of things, and I'm not great at being on time, so those things all stop me from joining a choir. So then I had no real outlet for singing. And this, my event, the Sing Along Social, it happened totally by accident. I wanted to invite some friends over to my house for brunch to listen to Jagged Little Pill by Alanis Morissette the whole way through. It was like the 20-year, this is about 8 years ago, it was the 20-year anniversary. I was like, let's just like come around, press play, see what happens. And then basically the guest list got a bit big and I called a friend who has a pub and said, you know, let's, why don't we just do it in the pub? And he said, yeah, why don't you put it up on Facebook? Like maybe a couple of people want to come. And by the next day, like 1,000 people wanted to come and we had to like create tickets and stuff. And it was just like this hilarious night where we just press played on the album and it just like started. It was like, and it was like, do I stress you out? And literally like everyone in the bar was like screaming.
That's amazing.
Screaming.
Good for you. So you turned this kind of fun idea into a business. This is now your business. And what events do you do? Funerals or no?
Oh, no.
Well, the Irish love a funeral. Oh. We have a good time at a funeral. I've had more laughs at an Irish wake than any other event. Or is it weddings mostly?
We mostly do weddings and we do music festivals as well. So we've just finished a busy summer season. But we also do kind of tours around the country and we've done some festivals in the UK and Europe too. And we tend to pick a theme, like it might be an album, like Rumours by Fleetwood Mac. Mm. But we love doing, was that you, Matt Gourley, who just went?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite albums. He also just had an orgasm.
Oh.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know. Thank you for clarifying. And then sometimes we do themes.
Come on.
That was Gourley again. Gourley, stop it.
That one was real.
So you'll do a whole album, but sometimes you mix it up, right? It won't just be one album.
Yeah. So we might do themes like we're doing a Britney versus Beyonce tour, which is really exciting because
doesn't Beyonce win that one?
Yeah.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Okay. This is what's really interesting about the battles that we do. So it's always the underdog that wins for some reason. Yeah. So everyone's like, Beyonce is obviously going to win this one. And then there's something about, like, sometimes, so for example, with Britney, you kind of forget the absolute bangers of songs that her repertoire has produced. And also just, I suppose, our event attracts a very lovely vibe. Because there are a few of us that work as crack mechanics, and we love to support women in pop, and we make a point of celebrating Britney for her talent, I suppose.
Yeah, sure.
And
that's nice.
Focusing on some of her troubles, or maybe sending her out some good vibes.
Who among us hasn't had their troubles? That's what I like to say. Sure.
I've never heard you
never
say
said that.
That
once.
No.
I'm understanding now that crack, I know in the UK means like joking around, right? Crack. That's what you meant by crack mechanic. That the crack, when people want to get together and have great conversation and good time, they call it the crack.
Yes. What's the crack? Remember,
what's
we
the
had
crack?
A guest on this show explain
yes,
that to
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
So,
I remember
yeah.
that.
And it's not to be confused with the Kraken.
Oh, right. That's I was confusing it with the Kraken.
Or crack cocaine.
Yeah, or crack cocaine.
Okay.
So we're clearing a lot of things up for our listeners.
This is so important.
Well, yes, my job is to untangle the Christmas tree lights sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Make sure that everything's clear. Aoife, if I can get back to you and away from Sona, which is, you know.
What?
Is that an organ?
What?
I'm sorry. Sona's driving me crazy.
I didn't say anything.
Just your presence.
Oh, man.
Aoife. This sounds like you have a great business going and you're bringing a lot of joy to people. Now, do you think that I would fit into your organization at all? I'm being honest.
I would be delighted to see you at one of our events, all three of you and the whole team, the whole amazing team.
I can't sing. I'm a terrible singer.
That would be perfect for you. So the only thing, what we like to do is what all the crack mechanics do is that CRAIC, and I'm sorry, I didn't explain that very well. Sometimes we create moments for people, like we love to turn people into boy bands, and we'll like give them like big boy band white shirts, and then we'll get them to sit down, and then we'll like count to three for them to stand up at a key change. That's really fun. But I think, Conan, for you, there's a moment that I might get you involved in, which would be, we love playing like Don't Stop Me Now by Queen, and there's a bit where it's like don't stop me and then there's a guitar, there's like a shredding guitar solo after it, and I would love to like get you, like give you a guitar for that moment and just let you like an inflatable guitar, which I feel is beneath
you. Oh, I thought it was a real guitar.
No, I'm actually much better on an inflatable guitar.
Okay.
So you don't see any singing role for me in this group.
It's not you.
What are you talking about? Do you want to hear a little something I got for you right now? You want to hear a little?
They want you to come to Ireland to play with a toy.
Yes, that would be great. We would love that.
You want me to come to Ireland to pretend to strum a blow-up guitar?
At the very most.
For a brief moment.
At the very most.
You can play a real guitar.
Aoife, I'm a terrific singer in the old Irish style, and you're missing out.
Yeah. Let's hear some.
I know.
As a young boy in Killarney, so many years ago,
it's a party.
Me mom would sing a lullaby.
See, you can do funerals.
In tunes so sweet and low, so sweet and low. Come on, this is good stuff. Hello?
It's beautiful.
Is this thing still on? Hello? Hello?
It's beautiful. No, but I have to
My application for an Irish passport was just shredded.
Citizenship, everything.
Everything was just shredded.
Can I be real for a moment, actually?
Nope, not allowed on this thing. Yes, please, go
wrong
ahead.
Wrong podcast. No, just, do you remember your interview with John Lithgow? And you sang earnestly then. You sang authentically, and it was so beautiful. It really, really really was.
It was nice.
It was just, I was happy for you that you got to sing that way. And I suppose I related to it a bit. Obviously, we're on a slightly different scale of what we're doing. But
I don't think so, actually. I think you and I are. No. I think you are my doppelganger in so many ways, Aoife.
Yes.
We are not on different levels at all. I'm proud to be. Yeah.
But just that, you know, you have it's a beautiful thing to sing with loads of people, but it can feel a bit inaccessible if you're not talented or if you're afraid. And to be able to just get into a room and just like roar along to Britney, Beyonce, Whitney, Shania. And like, so I bring a lot of like those people with me. So this is Shania.
Oh, I know. I have the same cutout at home.
Oh, God.
Exactly.
To the listeners, it's like a 3 foot tall cutout of Shania Twain's head.
Just her head.
Yeah.
You know, what's very nice about what you're doing, Aoife, is it is so many people limit themselves because they think, you know, I'm not an expert at this or I don't do this well. And and singing and comedy, both of those things are things that everyone should, you know, should plant both feet and go for it and just have a good time. That's what it's about. You know, it's not about, I mean, in my case, it was for many years. If I don't do it correctly, I'll be murdered. But but I'm so glad you're doing that for people. That's a nice gift you're giving people.
Oh, no, it is a gift that I get to receive because it happened by accident, kind of. I accidentally created my dream job and
Aoife, you know. I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm serious.
I accidentally created my nightmare job.
I know. Hey, do you want to meet this guy, Conan O'Brien? Sure, I'll give it a shot. How mean could he be? there are microphones. He wouldn't truly be cruel to me when microphones are going. I think that's cool. So you work a lot of weddings and it sounds like I think you're selling me a little short. I think if I worked with you guys and you saw what I could do, eventually you'd give me more responsibility than strumming an inflatable guitar. During a Queen solo.
You could possibly be the first straight man to be a crack mechanic wearing a boiler suit because we are a female-led and run company. Mm-hmm. And well, we work with drag queens, of course, but so that could be a big achievement.
So far, I think I fit right in.
There's a place with us for sure.
Yeah, I think it'd be lovely. I would love to do that.
Do you have a question for Conan, Aoife?
Yes, I do. I have a pretty vicious inner critic. I don't know if you'll be able to relate to this, Conan. just despite all of the privilege, the support, the love that I've had from my family, my friends, everything, I've just always had this voice that says, you know, you're garbage and everything that you do is nonsense. And she knows, she comes in and she goes and stuff like that. But a couple of years ago, my therapist said, you know, why don't you give that voice a name? Give that voice a name. So I decided to call her Aunt Linda, which is not based on any real aunt. It's actually based on Kristen Wiig's Saturday Night Live character, Aunt Linda, from Weekend Update. I don't know if you remember
her.
I'm wondering, what have you done to work with that inner critical voice? Do you have a name for yours? How are you supposed to put yourself out of your comfort zone and still not feel like you're going to have like a heart attack every time?
Well, I take
makes sense.
Yeah, it makes absolute sense. I wish it didn't, but it makes absolute complete sense, Aoife. And I take these things really seriously, and I'm glad that you told me that because I have, all joking aside, a very strong critical voice, and I've done a lot of work on it over the years, and I believe in that because I think, unfortunately, it's the flip side of. You seem to me like someone who has a lot of energy and creativity and you're very giving. And then there's a flip side to it, which is the counterbalance, which is the negativity. And that waits. And I tell my daughter all the time, it waits, it waits, it waits. And then when you're vulnerable, it attacks and you're no good. You're terrible. You made this mistake. You made that mistake. So I think the best thing you could do is make it an other. I think it's a great thing you did, which is you gave it a name and you made it a different person. That's very smart because the voice is incorrect. The voice is wrong. And The other thing you can do that I think really helps, again, I'm not kidding, is journal it. Write down all every negative thing that Aunt Linda says and walk away. This is an actual technique in cognitive therapy. Walk away, go do something else. 20 minutes later, come back and read that list. And it's going to look absurd to you. It is.
That's
Once
so
you give
good,
yourself
yeah.
a 20-minute break, you're going to come back and you're going to read, I'm a terrible person. I'm not helping anybody. I'm no good. My boiler suit is awful. And you're going to read all this. You're going to read all this stuff, and you're going to say, like, no, that's just not true.
I don't think she had a problem with her boiler suit. Just...
Oh well, trust me.
Okay,
Aunt Linda, you know, has a big no. But I mean, that's a well-known technique, and it really does work. And just remember, you're not alone. It's so true. So many people do this, and it's always people you don't suspect, because most people looking at you would think you've built this great company, you've got this great life, you're bringing joy to all these people, you wouldn't have a negative thought in the world, and they have no idea. So you've got good company, all right? And just remember, just write it down. And Aunt Linda, I don't understand why these voices exist. They do provide, they actually do something. I don't know what it is. They're there. Mm. They probably exist as evolutionary beings. They helped us at one point avoid the woolly mammoth that was around the corner, but they're useless now.
It helps me to think of Aunt Linda as a member of my family, you know, like she is, I thought maybe I could get rid of her, but actually she is here to stay. So it's yeah. just about how can I like see her and not like, you know, be completely triggered every time yes. I see her, you yeah. know, it's just yeah. like, and really the main thing she is just, she just really doesn't want me to, she just really wants me to be safe. She's yeah. just like very toxic about yeah. it. So yeah, I think that's kind of what I.
That's the weird thing. Aunt Linda loves you yeah. and just doesn't know how to show it.
Does your inner exactly. voice have a name?
What's that? It's called Conan O'Brien.
Oh,
and it's an external voice.
It's an external voice. Yeah. He usually doesn't go after me. It goes after Gorley.
Yeah.
That's the funny thing. Yeah.
That's why I've given yeah. the name of Conan O'Brien, my internal voice.
Okay. Well, Aoife, I'll say this. You are a lovely person, and I love what you're doing. And thank you for sharing that tidbit about yourself, because I think just other people are going to hear that and go, oh, my God, if Aoife has that problem and if Conan has that problem, this is just pretty mm-hmm. common. So,
yeah.
And please, when I do show up, give me a chance to sing, please.
Yes,
I can do it. I tell you, I can.
If this podcast thing doesn't work out for you, there's always a job for you.
Oh, trust me, it's already not working.
It's working out.
I'm losing
great.
Two of my staff members right now. Yeah.
Oh my God. Could I just say a really heartfelt thanks to the three of you and everyone working with you for getting me and I think millions of others through the pandemic. It was such a lifeline to be able to laugh with you and to kind of even go through the process of like trying to figure out what the fuck was happening and, you know, hearing you guys like adapt to it all and like mm-hmm. figuring out how to produce this, you know, it was, you really worked really hard to help us laugh. And
that's
I just,
sweet.
That was the main reason I wanted to come on and meet you guys and just say thank you so much to Sona and Matt, especially, but and to Conan too.
Well, we're out of time.
No, sorry.
We're out of time.
We're just getting started.
Completely out of time.
Just getting started.
In fact, we're
going
to have to edit that
time.
Last, those last two names out.
You can
out,
head
so.
Out. We can hang out with Aoife. Yeah.
Well, Aoife, that was really sweet of you to say, and it's nice for us to know that you're out there listening, and you never know, our paths
week.
May cross. So inflate that guitar.
Be delighted. I will. It's. I have it here. It's getting.
Oh,
ready.
I'm sure you do.
I'll get it. I'll have it. I'll have it
I see a lot of props
you.
Back there. I broke into Gallagher's warehouse. Hey, Aoife, you take care and
so
all
much.
The best. Take care.
All the best to you. Thank you so much. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Obsessian, and Matt Gorley. Produced by me, Matt Gorley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer, Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer, Jennifer Samples. Associate producers, Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.
Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.